Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon here on 97.1 FM Talk. Happy Tuesday to everybody. We are joined this segment by Thomas Frank. He is the author of What's the Matter with Kansas, amongst other books. And he also wrote the guest essay in the New York Times November 9th, The Elites Had It Coming. Thomas, good afternoon.
Joe, how you doing?
Doing all right this Tuesday afternoon. And I have to say, I read over your piece and I found it very interesting. And I want to just, before I get into some specifics, the title is very simple. The Elites Had It Coming. It gives a great insight into what this is going to be about. And for the listeners out there, what did you mean, the elites had it coming?
Oh, well, for the last 40 years, the Democratic Party has been becoming slowly but surely the party of, highly educated, very well-to-do, white-collar people. They've been real open about this. And they have you drive around anywhere. So I'm from Kansas City originally. You drive around anywhere in that part of America outside of the city, and you're going to see like a civilization that is falling apart, and they have these people have no plans for how to help anybody. This is an elite that has deserved a rebuke for a long time. That's the big picture, what I meant.
Tom, you mentioned the working class voters of the Democratic Party. I know people, I live in New York State, and I know people who voted for Bill Clinton. They were big Clinton supporters, and they actually supported Hillary when she was in the Senate here. But they have become Trump supporters, 20, 25 years later. And, this is something that, as you said, you saw this starting to just a complete shift. People, the Republican Party of 2004 is not the Republican Party of 24. And the other way, the votes of the Democratic Party, so many people that made 100,000 or more. That's the Bush coalition. And you mentioned in your piece, how the Harris campaign embraced people like Dick Cheney because he endorsed her.
Yep, that's exactly right. And they followed the same strategy that they always follow, which is, and I'm going to reveal my liberal soul here, but they reach out to these sort of affluent Republican voters in the suburbs, like the kind of people that I grew up around. And they reach out to those people, and there's always fewer and fewer of them to be won over. But that's who they target. That's what they think these elections are all about. And surprise, surprise, their entire working class base, meanwhile, is moving over to moving the other direction. And it's it always astonishes them.
And you mentioned, you in here talk about achievements of the Biden administration that you felt weren't voiced at all or voiced very little by the Harris campaign when it comes to trying to attract these working class voters.
Yeah. So, I've been writing about this subject for a long time, for 20 years, as you pointed out. And I've, there's been many, many books and articles on this subject. And only a handful of people in the Democratic Party, agree with me or have any inkling of what I'm talking about. But I think Biden, I was about to say is one of them, but you kind of have to say was. But Biden was one of those people. And you look at what he did on antitrust. Now, this was really promising. This was a really good move. going after some of these gigantic corporations that use market power to ruin their competitors, to ruin small business. Yeah, that was a good move, Joe Biden. I they mentioned it maybe once at the Democratic convention, maybe once, and I never heard about it. And that's, I only know that because I was sitting there, right? And after that, they never mentioned it at all. He did a lot of outreach to organized labor, which was very refreshing. You haven't seen a Democrat do that in some time. But, you know, so did the Republicans. If you were at the Republican convention, they had the president of the Teamsters there. So, you know, the way I look at the Biden administration is there were baby steps in the right direction, in the direction that the party has to go. But they were, you know, completely forgotten by the time the election rolled around, much, you know, overwhelmed by inflation, by the issue of Biden's age, et cetera, you know, all the culture war stuff. So a great missed opportunity. And I sometimes think of Biden as kind of, well, when I'm in a good mood, I think of him as kind of a tragic, you know, figure out of Shakespeare.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Tom, let me ask you, because you said the elites should have seen it coming. What was your reaction on Tuesday night?
I wasn't surprised. I mean, this is, well, I've been keeping my mouth shut for a couple of years because I'm working on different stuff nowadays. So I don't write about this stuff anymore. But look, one thing we know about Donald Trump's support is that the polls always get it wrong. They always underestimate his support. So if the polls are showing him neck and neck, then he's got it in the bag, right? I was surprised that he won the popular vote as well. And that gives him a mandate. And it looks a lot like what he wanted it to look like, which is Reagan versus Carter in 1980. You know, that's certainly what Trump had in mind. And, you know, he was right about that.
So, Tom, you know, your essay here, I mean, really, if I'm a Democratic strategist or I'm putting a campaign together, this is kind of a blueprint of what to avoid. What is your message? How do you pick up the Democrat Party right now? To me, reminds me of the Republican Party in 08. I mean, just complete, as you said, mandate, no control, really, in D.C.
No
if
leader.
You're the Democratic Party, no. You have midterms in 26. How does the party change its messaging in these next 2 years?
Well, we know what they have to do, but we also know that they're not going to do it, right? So I've studied the Democratic Party for a long time, and they have an ideology. You mentioned Clinton earlier. Clinton had a way of looking at the world where it was all about people with going to a good school and getting a fancy degree of some kind, and then the world would smile upon you and you would make your fortune or whatever. And he had very little sympathy for anybody else. And so he deregulated, he deregulated the Wall Street banks. You know about this, you're in radio. He deregulated telecom and he got these trade agreements passed, which were extremely controversial at the time because his own supporters were saying, please don't do this. It will ruin our way of life. And he said, well, yeah, but that way of life is manufacturing. You know, history has passed it by. Globalism has passed it by. And the Democrats to this day are in love with that ideology. And I would include Barack Obama in here. I would include, you know, Hillary, certainly, and most of the, you know, the people who are the leaders of the party. That ideology has been completely discredited and lies in ruins on the floor. But it's really, really difficult to move them away for it because that ideology is also really flattering to a certain class of people. They like to believe it. It makes them feel good about themselves. And so it's really, really hard to, I think it's going to be impossible to move them off of that.
You know, this might be a redundant question, but looking to 2028, I mean, I realize that Trump hasn't even taken office yet, but looking into 2028, I mean, do you have a candidate that fits that messaging, a candidate that is that more working class candidate that you think the Democrats should get their support behind?
No, I don't. I'm not, like I say, I haven't been following it all that closely. Right. The guys that I really admire are either, elderly or they just went down to defeat. So I don't have any candidates in mind. But I think one of two things is going to happen. I think if Trump really does what he talked about so much, you know, across the board tariffs and mass deportation, I think he'll wander into a bad recession. And in that case, it won't really matter. The Democrats will come roaring back. But if Trump, you know, plays his cards well, and, you know, he's inherited from Biden a pretty good base on which to build. If he plays his cards well, he's going to have a roaring economy, and whoever follows him is going to have no trouble at all. That's what I think. That's where I think we're going.
All right. Thomas Frank, the author of What's the Matter with Kansas, and wrote the guest essay, The Elites Had It Coming, in the New York Times. I suggest you check it out. Thomas, thank you so much for spending some time with me this afternoon.
Hey, my pleasure, Joe.
And it's very rare that I would say go read something in the New York Times. But I found it, as someone, as you heard, someone who is obviously politically, we do not think the same. But he writes some truths about the Democratic Party. And as I said, I'm sitting here on the sidelines on the other side, watching the Democrat Party, the infighting, not being able to see why they lost this election. I look at what Thomas Franks wrote, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? He makes some really good points. Again, I have no problem with the Democrat Party keep the infighting and Republicans gain more seats in the midterms. But then there's also the part of me that thinks it's best for America to have a more competitive political landscape. So very interesting read, and I suggest you go and look at it. It's interesting to see what liberals think the Democratic Party did wrong. It's very interesting. I always say it's interesting to see the other side and see things from the other side. And it's a little easier to see things from the other side when your side is going to be completely in control in Washington, D.C. So that was very interesting. Again, Thomas Franks, the elites have it coming, the guest essay in the New York Times. When we come back, we're talking to Florissant Police Chief Troy Doyle, updating the condition of Officer Travis Brown. That is after this. Beamer in for Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.